This project was produced by Belong Aotearoa with the support from the Jerry Mackenzie Trust and Planet FM. The series is an exploration of the employment journey for people of migrant and former refugee background in Aotearoa. It features conversations with people of lived experience and experts who share with us their stories and their own perspectives.
Morena, welcome to Pass the Mic. I'm your host, Shebnam Nisha, and with me in studio is our producer, China Gonzalez. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Dr. Carlos Chung, MP for Mount Roskill Electorate. Welcome to studio.
Yeah, thank you for having me today.
Thank you. Let's get right into it. Mm. When you were a little kid, Carlos, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, that's very good question. At different stage of my life, I want to be different things. When I was young, it really depends on what is available on movie.
Yeah.
So I want to be a police. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a F1 racer.
Yes.
I want to be a football player. So it's pretty, or be a lawyer as well. It depends on what available at that time on television and movie as well. But at different stage, you know, we start changing.
That's right.
So, When I was in finished my high school, I've been thinking what major or what career should I go to?
Yeah.
And that time I got largely influenced by my brother.
Yeah.
Who have been just recently complete his biomedical degree. So I decided to study biomedical science and I tried to follow his footsteps to become a scientist.
Wow.
But at that time, as funny as I thought I was going to be a basketball player.
Oh, wow. So how did you get to New Zealand and when was that?
So I came to New Zealand when I was 16 years old.
Yes.
So partially because my parents believed that there will be more opportunity in New Zealand. So this is why I come to New Zealand, to follow my brother's footsteps. So my elder brother actually come to New Zealand 3 years ahead of me.
Right.
Yeah.
And where is your family originally from?
So I originally from Hong Kong and my parents are still living in Hong Kong. So
Wow.
It's only my brother and me come to New Zealand for study.
Wow, are they still there in Hong Kong?
Yes, they are. The funny thing is my parents thought that me and my brother, when we finish our bachelor degree, we will always go back to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And stay with them and live with them. And funny thing is, both of us actually stay in New Zealand to complete a PhD.
Yeah.
So it's a very long period of time. And I think that's something my parents wasn't expecting.
Can you tell us about your employment journey in Aotearoa? Where did your employment journey start?
I think my employment journey in New Zealand actually start when I was in uni. Like most of the uni students, I was willing to do some part-time job to gain some experience or try different things.
Right.
So I've been working in the takeaway shops.
Yes.
I've been working as a traffic manager. I've been working as a basketball referee. I've been working as a tutor as well.
What was the process of changing careers like? You know, you did a lot of things along the way. So how was that like for you?
Obviously, if it's just a part-time, it's a great experience because you learn something different, you try something new. But when you finally set on your career, sometimes starting a new sector or new things can be quite scary.
Yeah.
People will feel a bit anxiety. You know, you don't know what's happened. There's a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah.
Whether you're suitable for this job or whether this is your career. Or sometimes you think, is it a detour to what I'm doing right now? So you will always have a little bit of anxiety within yourself. But at the same time, you're like, yes, I have a new start as well. I'm looking forward for the new things you could experience. So I guess it's just a mixed feeling.
How long did it take you to figure out what you really wanted to do?
My specialty is on diabetes and cardiovascular disease. My simple thought is I'll be a research fellow for life or become a scientist. But sometimes I think life is very interesting. It's not what you want. It's what they lead you to. After I become a scientist, I start my own property management business as well. And after 8 years, now I become a politician. So you can see that it's very different. All three things, from academic, business, to become a politics, it's very completely different things.
Yeah.
But I guess this actually make my life more colorful because I can see things differently. I can see from different angle as well, but also I can meet more people, experience a lot of new things as well.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you took it into stride. But was there like something extremely hard when you were changing jobs? Was there something that you found a bit daunting when you were changing jobs?
Definitely. I mean, every single time when you change job, you will start questioning yourself. Like, am I good enough? Why I need to change jobs? Is that what I really want? Am I suitable for the career as well? And also there's some new knowledge come with the new jobs as well. So you were questioning yourself. And sometimes there will be a huge, depends on people. Some people will have a longer transition period than the others. For me, I always say that for me, changing from academic to become business people, it's a huge transition period. My mindset is completely different. And that time I wasn't too happy because I thought I'll become a scientist and suddenly become a property manager. Like you get trained to be one thing and suddenly become another thing. That is the transition period you need to experience as well. And in different industry, people value is different. When I was in a scientist, we are more academic background. We value each individual character, knowledge, and their achievement as well. But in business world, they may be looking for some other aspect. They may be looking for how big is your company, how many people you employ, what is your turnover. I think the value is very different. And I think this is like a few people, when you start a new job, there's a transition period and you need to get adapted to the new environment.
So let's talk about meaningful employment. You have been a migrant and now you are into politics and you've seen both sides of the equation. What was fulfilling for you throughout that? What worked for you and what didn't work for you ever since you came into New Zealand?
I think the mindset is the most important thing. You need to willing to open yourself for the new challenges. I always say that, yes, you need to understand yourself. What is your strength? What is your weakness? What are you really passionate in? But at the same time, don't let them to restrict you to certain area. Sometimes it's good to go outside or outside the box to try something new as well. So I think the mindset is very, very different. For example, when I was get trained to be a scientist, I may just look for a job in science sector. I won't go outside because I get trained there. But sometimes the world is quite big. It's always good that don't underestimate yourself. Sometimes it's not what you think you're suitable or not. It's your employer think that maybe you are capable of doing this job. Maybe they can see a failure from you. Like a lot of time, like I talk to a lot of young people. I say, hey, what is your strength? They can't answer that question. But when you know them better, no, you're actually very talented, but they don't know that this is their values. Like, so I think just believe in yourself. If someone give you an opportunity, just take it because someone can see the value in you.
So do you think all migrants and refugees have a chance to be in work in New Zealand that fulfills them?
I do believe that everyone have a chance to shine, but sometimes the opportunity or the chances may not come straight away. You may need to wait or just prepare yourself for that moment so you can grab that opportunity. We understand that as a migrant, we may face more challenges or difficulty in finding a job. But don't give up. You just need to keep prepare yourself so for the right timing so you can perform. I think that's very important.
Okay, so adding on to that, what do you think is the biggest hurdle for migrant and refugees to secure meaningful employment in Aotearoa?
I think it's generally we facing a lot of culture differences, language barrier as well. I mean, some people will judge us from our appearance, but I think it's you just need to believe in yourself. A lot of migrants already feel that, oh yes, I'm a migrant. I already in a disadvantaged position. But never put yourself like that. Once you put yourself in a very disadvantaged position, you won't able to success. As I say, you need to believe in yourself. A lot of people in New Zealand, they still believe in abilities rather than just the appearance. You just need to keep trying and never give up.
So what drove you into politics?
I guess it's the people. It's a very simple answer, the people. Because Before I become a politician, I was working, you know, my own business. But it's at the same time, I was doing a lot of volunteer work and in the ground.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can see that things doesn't really work out. Maybe the current approach doesn't really work out for people. And I believe that maybe it is time for me to step up to use a different approach so we can change the system a bit. I always tell people, say, rather than give them the fish, it's time to teach them how to fish. I think this is the approach I want to implement. This is why I treasure education. I treasure job opportunity as well, because those are the key factor which can break the poverty cycle as well. And I think this is also the key for our migrant community as well. We are look for simple stuff. We just look for a job opportunity so we can raise our family. And so this is why I think education and job is the most important thing for our migrant.
You know, to achieve changes in employment for migrants and refugee, we need more politicians with different backgrounds out there, you know. Do you think this also applies to other jobs and fields?
It's completely, completely correct. One thing I always say that why we work so hard as a politician is because sometimes when you have that, you finally have the opportunity to be in that role, you need to perform, but also to demonstrate to other people as well that people in my community can do the same job as well. Because unfortunately, I think people will judge.
Yeah.
Like if you are in that job, for example, if now I'm an MP, if I'm not doing my job, people will judge not only me, but they will judge our future generation as well. Maybe they will say that, oh, Carlos, when he elected last term, he is not doing a good job. Maybe this is what happened to the Chinese community as well. They will have that mindset. So it's important for all of us, if we manage to get into those job opportunities, we just need to keep performing. So we can change the mindset, change the culture for others as well. So they are more willing to accept more people and more willing to employ them.
You know, when you were volunteering, how long did you volunteer for?
7 years now. I think almost 7 years.
Yeah. And in those 7 years, what were some of the problems that kept on coming up?
I think there's quite a lot of different social issues.
Yeah.
Financial is one thing.
Yeah.
But also I think it's culture can be another thing. Family background can be another thing. But sometimes I see one of the major issues is sometimes no one show the pathway or give the kids a vision to success. A lot of them maybe don't have the luxury or the understanding how the New Zealand education can be.
Yeah.
They need someone to just, I think they're very talented. All they need is someone show them the pathway, give them a little bit, a direction.
Yeah.
Then I think they will success.
Mm-hmm. And were you working with different community groups while you were volunteering, or were you just in the Chinese community?
I actually serve in Pacific groups. I think it's just general, not only Pacific groups, like Asian community, East Asian community, Southeast Asia. Like, I actually volunteer just locally.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I only go to volunteer in the Chinese group because this, remember, as a politician or as a volunteer, you are here to serve anyone who needs help.
Absolutely.
So it's more like the needs rather than the race.
And did you find that all the issues were same in all the communities?
Oh, this is completely different. Different community groups have their differences. As I say, migrants community may have their culture or languages barrier, but on the other hand, some groups don't.
Yeah.
Some groups are maybe they born in New Zealand or they stay in New Zealand for, or maybe they speak English already.
Yeah.
So they won't have that difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of them are just like, they come here like our refugees community. They come here, unprepared. They don't come here by choice. They come here with no options. They face different kind of issues. And also, I think different community groups value different things as well.
Do you encourage other migrants and refugees to go into politics?
I do. I think if you want with the right mindset, with a mindset to willing to serve people, have the passion to serve people, they can, you know, be a politician, and they should be a politician. So you can advocate for the people, and serve the people as well. And not only I try to encourage, but, you know, a lot of people say, hey, Carlos, your success in the last election inspired them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think it's, they inspire me as well. And their courage and their support to me, I think that's mean more to me.
What steps can migrants and refugees take up to get into politics? What advice would you give to people who want to get into politics?
I think the first thing is spend a little bit of time to understand your community.
Yeah.
Remember, I always say that as a politician, you advocate for people, you serve people. So the key is always the people. So if you want to be a politician, the first thing is understand your community, understand your people, what is their needs. And then the next thing is to see whether you're suitable for this job or not. This job, a lot of people won't be able to see it, but you will sacrifice a lot of your family time, a lot of your personal time as well. And also you need to live under camera all the time. So you need to understand whether you can fit, or suitable that job. So I think as long as you think, yes, I think I understand. I'm happy to, adopt to that lifestyle. I think I'll encourage you to go in to become a politician and then try to understand how this political system work. I think that's very important.
Let's talk about you over here. How are you finding it in politics right now? Do you like it?
I always say that it's half-half.
Yeah.
The part I really like is because I can reach out to more groups and to understand their concern and at the same time bring it back and see whether I can match with some of the resources to fit the needs.
Yeah.
And also I think to advocate people is a privilege as well. But on the other hand, sometimes can be quite frustrating because the legislation part can be quite long, even though that everyone want that legislation to be passed, but you still need to go for a standard process like first reading, select committee stage, second reading and third reading. Sometimes can last a year.
Yes.
So on that part, I think we can be a little bit faster, be more flexible on that.
Are you treated differently in parliament for not being born here?
I mean, in general, my colleagues and people outside, across the house are quite respectful.
Yeah.
But obviously, sometimes people do think that, I'm just an office staff rather than an MP. this is the thing we want to change.
Yeah.
Because the numbers of, MP from ethics community are quite numbers. Mm. So we want to change that. A lot of people thinking, hey, Carlos, I remember when I first walked into the parliament, they think I'm an MP support staff. they don't think I'm an MP.
Yeah.
And when I mention them, yes, I'm actually an MP, then they will say that, oh, you must be at least MP. So you can see that there's a barrier and there's a ceiling we try to break as well. And that's the culture I think we all want to change because we believe that everyone should be equal.
Yeah.
And whoever or everyone who willing to advocate for the people, they should be qualified as an MP as well.
Yeah. So what path are you setting for the next generation?
I guess it's try to pass on my experience. What was my journey look like? For me, it take me quite a long time to go to this stage now. My goal is always that let's pass on my experience, my knowledge, so the next generation can go more smooth and go more further as well. Like we always say that we are here to fight for the next generation. We want the pathway for the next generation will be more smooth, more fast than and less trouble as well, like less challenges for them as well.
So what's next? What kind of employment future do you want to see for people who come here, who look like you, who look like me?
Oh, obviously the future I want to see is everyone got an equal opportunity. As long as you have the ability to fill that job, you should able be employed. I always mention that is even I'm a migrant, but I'll be disappointed if someone just try to hire me because of my appearance, because I'm an ethical person. I want people to hire me because I'm capable doing their job. I can be success in their job and I have a future in their job. I think this is the point I want to see in the future.
Is there any opportunities for change to better help our migrants and refugee peoples at the moment?
I think the one of the advice I want to see or some changes to see is give some time to the others to understand you. At the same time, you have a step forward to understand their culture as well. Mm-hmm. So with understanding, I think we will create a better New Zealand, a better environment for employment as well. As I say, yes, we may feel a lot of challenges or a lot of discrimination, but a lot of them is due to miscommunication or misunderstanding. It is important we understand each other. So we know their culture, the purpose of doing this or the way to do things so that we can all work together and then maximize our potential.
Did you go through any of these experiences where you felt like you were discriminated?
Yes, I mean, as a migrant, I believe that every single migrant have that moment as well, sometimes we on the street when people get drunk, they will, say something nasty to us. I mean, we all experience this. But really to remember, those people are only small number of people in New Zealand. Generally, New Zealand is a very inclusive country, and they're willing to accept, people from different places. But as I say, some people will have more understanding than the others. I always use that example as it takes so many years for people to understand Chinese in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Chinese have a long history in New Zealand, but it only takes so many years.
Yeah.
So it takes time, but hopefully we can all work together and change the culture.
What would you like to see different moving forward?
I want to see everyone dare to chase their dream. Dare to dream. I think that's one of the most important things. With dream, with hard working, then you can lead to success. Don't underestimate yourself. Don't look down to yourself. Remember, dare to dream. I think this is something I really want everyone willing to do.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Where can people find you if they want to connect with you or your office?
My office is always open, welcoming people to come to our office, but at the same time, if you think, I got, school or work, you feel free to contact me on email as well.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap up for today?
As I say, work hard and trace your dream. Be prepared. Be prepared. I think that's one of the important things. And willing to trace your dream. I think this is the key for today.
Great. Awesome. Well, that brings us to the end of our Pass the Mic podcast episode. Thank you very much for joining us today, Carlos. It has been an awesome, awesome time sharing this space with you today. We wish you a wonderful day ahead. Thank you all for listening in. And with that, we are out. Ngā mihi. Ka kite te anō. That was our Pass the Mic episode. Check out the rest of our season dedicated to the employment experience of migrants and former refugees. Share your favorite episodes and subscribe to our channel. If you haven't already, go back to our first Pass the Mic series, which highlights a range of ethnic experiences in Aotearoa. Our employment season is a collaboration between Belong Aotearoa, Foundation North and Planet FM with assistance from Voice of Aroha. You can find the link to these organizations in the bio.
Your language, your interests, your community on planetaudio.org.nz.
4.6 Planet FM, making connections with your community every day, with funding support for New Zealand On Air.
When the smoke clears, I'm standing, waiting for you to come. When the smoke clears, I'm standing here, no more shall I run. When old posse gonna hold, rope will I swim from? When the smoke clears,
days I've been standing here, you'll be looking into the sun. Send the sheriff and his deputies, send the preacher too. Call the undertaker to Boot Hill, we'll send a few. Ride into the sunset in the shadow of the moose. On a trail of dust and sorrow, will I cut my vengeance loose? In a narrowed, shadowed alley, she stood and called my name. Wide-eyed in disbelief, she said I was to blame. Well, you might be mistaken, for I'm just passing through. But you seem anxious for a hanging, so I'll just bid you adieu. Sinking sun at my back, best ride in the hill.
explain, baby, 'cause you're all out in the open, but I'll take the blame for loving you way too much and foolishly hoping. Don't you worry about it, 'cause I'll be okay. 'Cause you see, pain ain't nothing new. Well, it's sure not the first time, and it's probably not the last. Explain, baby, don't you worry about it, 'cause I'll be okay. You see, pain ain't nothing new. Well, it's sure not the first time, and it's probably not the best. That's the way it goes sometimes.
Your language on planetaudio.org.nz.